From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
You did mislead us.
Yes, I did. You lied to us.
Why would I or anyone believe that you wouldn't mislead us about something else?
I could understand that question. I can't. That's going to have to be your judgment and anybody else's.
I don't want to die. I don't deserve that. Please release the female prisoners that are held in Iraqi prisons.
We are sympathy to the British people and to the international community. But I'm afraid that we have to stand strongly and solidly to refuse and reject any negotiation with the terrorists.
We're sickened by the atrocities, but we'll never be intimidated. And freedom is winning. Mr. Prime Minister, America will stand with you until freedom and justice have prevailed. America's security and Iraq's future depend on it.
These doubters underestimate our country, and they risk fueling the hopes of terrorism. Mr. President, there are those who want to divide our world. I appeal to you, who have done so much already to help us, to ensure they don't succeed.
The Prime Minister and the President are here, obviously, to put their best face on the policy. But the fact is that the CIA estimates, the reporting, the ground operations, and the troops all tell a different story.